Brown's charges include 7 of wire fraud, 5 of mail fraud, 1 of conspiracy, and 3 of falsifying tax returns. She was found not guilty on 4 other related charges. Jurors largely sided with prosecutors, who argued Brown inflated her charitable giving, concealed extra income, and helped raise more than $800,000 for sham charity One Door for Education. Nearly $40,000 ended up in her personal bank account, and more than $300,000 paid for events she hosted. Brown, who maintains her innocence, refused to answer questions while leaving court. Her lawyer, James Smith, read this statement.
While she certainly is disappointed by today's verdict, she respects the American justice system and respects the jury.
Smith says the fight for his client's reputation isn't over. He plans to ask for a new trial, but was scant on the details why.
There are a number of motions that we intend to file that we believe will stop this case from going forward to sentencing.
Judge Timothy Corrigan has at least 3 months to sentence Brown if he rejects Smith's motions. Corrigan has wide discretion in her punishment because there are no mandatory minimum sentences for Brown's charges, Smith says. Corrigan will also decide the fates of 2 Brown associates, former Chief of Staff Ronnie Simmons and One Door for Education President Carla Wiley, both who testified against her. Simmons told the court he's hoping for leniency in exchange for his cooperation. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.